This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I'll do a 3-hour lecture, and at the end of it, somebody will say, Ustad, can you just say something to motivate me, please? All this time I was making pakora? What was I doing? Well, how are people consuming Islam now? How are we learning Islam? We're learning it from 30-second TikTok motivations, right? Get like, you know, Mufti Menk will say something, or I'll say something, or somebody else will say something, and you're like, motivated. Right? And then you go back to demotivate. I need a motive. You know what this is? This is actually a lack of hikmah.
This new short series is based on the findings of Dr. Saqib Hussain in his PhD thesis, Wisdom in the Quran, which was summarized and presented by Ustad Nu'man in front of a live audience. The link to the full paper is in the description.
So hikmah means people don't fall for shallow things, because it's one of the things that protects your heart from becoming shallow, right? So an easy example, so we're not just reading something from several centuries ago. You can think about right now, you posted something online about how you are, you know, living a life of sabr and tawakkul, because people like to post their spiritual status nowadays so that the angels, because the angels don't check you, they now check your Facebook to see if you're in a state of sabr. So you take a picture of yourself. I don't know how you take a picture of yourself making dua, but people do apparently. And then when tawakkul in Allah is all you have left. And then they post that on their Instagram, and they put a little, I don't know why, every one of these videos or pictures and these people's stories, they have this slow, it's supposed to be Islamic music, I think, but it sounds like somebody dying slowly. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah? So they'll put that up. But now that you put it up, of course you put it up for the sake of Allah. Yeah. And now that you put that up, you keep checking how many, like, how many teary-eyed, round, yellow faces did you get? How many hearts underneath it? How many mashallah? How many, you know, and your entire perception of value is now associated with something so shallow. How many comments did I get? How many views did I get? How many thumbs up did I get? How many making so much dua for you did I get? People want to broadcast the state of their heart to the world. And this, by the way, on a side note, he says, hikmah means that you don't get hypnotized by the glitter of this world. And one of the major kinds of glitter in the world today, especially for the younger audiences here, you guys grew up and you don't even know a world that existed outside of social media. And social media is an amazing tool. It's an incredible tool. In fact, it revolutionized the world. But for many of you, you value yourself based on your virtual existence. Your entire definition of yourself comes from the filtered images you're putting on and how people are acknowledging your existence online. And if you're not posting something, if you're not posting a picture of the slice of pizza that you're eating, that somehow someone out there is going to cry tears wondering what happened to that slice of pizza. You must contribute to the world. And this idea that I have to make my presence known, this obsession, is leading you, it's even shaping the way you think about Islam, to the point where I have to become an Islamic influencer for the sake of Allah. I have nothing to say. I've learned nothing, but I feel like you guys just follow Allah, okay? For the sake of Allah. And this is hikmah, is you can see something that's fluff, it's worthless, it's just glitter, you know, it's temporary, and you don't get caught up in it. Like, it doesn't attract you. It doesn't, You don't feel a void. You're not drawn to it. And that's a pretty accurate description of hikmah, I would argue. And he said it. This is one of the armies of God that he puts into the hearts of those who truly know until he removes from their hearts the want of the glitter of worldly things. It's pretty accurate, you know? And then he says, وَقِيلَ هِيَ وَضْعُ الْأَشْيَاءِ مَوَاضِعَهَا. This is an important one. It says, hikmah means putting things where they belong. Putting things in their rightful place. وَقِيلَ كُلُّ قَوْلٍ وَجَبَ فِعْلُهُ. Anything, any word, any speech, any counsel that you must act on. وَهَذِهِ الْأَقْوَالِ فِي الْحِكْمَةِ كُلُّهَا مُتَقَارِبَةً. All of these definitions of wisdom, he says they're all very close to each other. وَيَجْمَعُ هَذِهِ الْأَقْوَالِ قَوْلًا. But these are, you can combine them into two main statements. Al-Qur'an wal-akhara sunnah. The Qur'an and the sunnah. لِأَنَّهَا الْمُبَيِّنَةِ لِمَنْ بَحَمَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. Because these are the ones, the sunnah is the one that clarifies what's in the law. وَالْمُظْهِرَ لِوُجُوهِ الْأَحْكَامِ. And it helps you understand the laws of Allah. Now, I'm about to wrap this up. We're done with the definition part of hikmah. The conclusion is two things. There's two kinds of hikmah. There's a hikmah that comes from Allah, and there's a hikmah that comes from inside you. There's a hikmah you already have, and I'm going to explain. The one that comes from Allah, I think everybody knows. That's the Quran, that's revelation, that's the sunnah of the Prophet, and we know that one. The hikmah that comes from inside you is the one that I want to talk to you about a little bit, because you're like, but I'm stupid. I have hikmah. And somebody even came to me, they didn't say they're stupid. They said, but how are you supposed to get hikmah? Here's the Quran's answer to that. Actually, how are you supposed to get stronger, a stronger back? How are you supposed to get stronger legs? How are you supposed to get a stronger mind? How are you supposed to get stronger arms? How are you supposed to get better stamina? What are you supposed to do? Tell me.
Exercise?
Eat right? How are you supposed to get better at mathematics? Practice? How are you supposed to get better at a sport? Play more? Learn more? Exercise it. But your legs are already there. They're just not strong enough. But they're there. It's not like you have to create your legs. They're there. You just have to start using them now and start running. And the more you run, the stronger they'll get. The more stamina you will develop. Your lungs are already there, but they don't have good capacity. You get on a treadmill for 3 minutes and you're... right? But it's not like you don't have lungs. You have them, but you haven't exercised them, so they haven't become what? Stronger. The Quranic argument would then be, you already have the basic wisdom inside you. But you just haven't made it what? Stronger. You haven't enabled it. You haven't activated it. You haven't put it to use. Anything Allah gives you, when you don't use it, it becomes weaker. Allah gave me eyes. If I taped one of my eyes for 6 months, I can almost guarantee you I would be blind in that eye. You don't use it, you lose it. Patients that are lying in bed in a coma for 6 months, a year, they can't stand up after they get up because they have muscle atrophy. They haven't used that muscle. Allah has given me something inside me, the ability to make good decisions. He already gave me that, but I haven't been using it. And the less I use it, the weaker that ability becomes. And then I start telling myself, I don't even have that ability. I don't have that ability. And one of the most amazing, shocking examples of that I see nowadays is young people coming and telling me, Ustad, say something to motivate me. I'll do a 3-hour lecture, and at the end of it, somebody will say, Ustad, can you just say something to motivate me, please? All this time I was making pakora. What was I doing? All the something to motivate. But then I ask myself this question, when you say something to motivate me, or I need motivation, please give me something to motivate. And then you have all this like Islamic, well, how are people consuming Islam now? How are we learning Islam? We're learning it from 30-second TikTok motivations, right? Get like, you know, Mufti Menk will say something, or I'll say something, or somebody else will say something, and you're like, motivated, right? And then you go back to demotivated. I need a motive. You know what this is? This is actually a lack of hikmah. And why am I saying it's a lack of hikmah? That means I'm not driven enough within myself. It's as if I don't possess the ability to have strong will. Somebody has to give me will and push me forward. And unless they do, I can't move on my own. I'm incapable of my own. I need somebody else to inspire me. I need somebody else to push me. And I ask myself the question, when Allah talks about Ashabul Kahf in the Quran, those young people in the cave, who was their motivation? Like, who was their... Did they say, hey, man, I'm feeling really low right now. Is there... Anybody got a connection? Let me just watch some motivational videos, at least a tech talk or something, as we go up this mountain. It's getting pretty high. You know? What motivated them? Something inside them that's very powerful was already there for them to be able to challenge their entire society even at a young age. Isn't that true? It's not like something that came from the heavens or they became prophets. They were just regular young guys. That's who they were. But they were motivated. What I'm trying to tell you is, it's actually a very empowering message in the Quran that the fundamental hikmah, the fundamental wisdom, the fundamental nature, good nature, and the ability to do the right thing is already inside you. It's already inside you.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.